Even in Ball State's School of Music, harp music is not the most common sound in the halls. Junior theater major Ariana Zielinski found out about the possibility of taking harp lessons one day when she noticed a poster advertising them. She's been involved in the arts all her life, and learning to play the harp has been on her bucket list.
Everyone says that college is the time to like explore your interests and everything, and I went, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna learn to play the harp.
And she's been taking lessons since the start of fall semester. Zielinski is learning under the direction of harp professor Elizabeth Richter, who's in the middle of her last year at Ball State. She's been teaching harp in the School of Music since 1982, and she's taught a variety of students over the years.
Every semester, someone will get in touch and say, hey, I'm a public relations major, but I saw your poster, and I always wanted to play the harp, or I never thought about it before, but I think it would be really wonderful to play.
She says there's a number of unique qualities to the harp.
There's something about holding the harp on your shoulder and the vibrations that you release when you pluck the strings that is very pleasing to your ear.
The harp does come with its fair share of challenges, such as its size and a need to tune it almost every day. But Richter says those don't deter students like Zielinski.
Most people just love it so much that they find a way to make it work.
She says what the arts provide is essential.
If we don't continue to explore our creativity and share it with others, then we do lose a little bit of, or a lot of our humanity.
As for why she's retiring, she says it's time for her next adventure.
I want to learn some new things, and it will be interesting to be the student rather than the teacher.
But for now, the lessons with students like Zielinski carry on. In Muncie, Christine Hatfield for IPR News.